Alrighty, welcome back, baby. Welcome back. Hopefully everybody is breathing well out there. Happy New Year's. It's the boys over at Man to Man Lifestyle Edition, baby. Let's get into it. Today's episode is brought to you by BetMGM. You probably never heard of that one before, right? BetMGM is offering a first-time user promo with a super easy bet. Put $10 in and win a cool $200 for whatever team you choose, simply scoring a touchdown. If you want to use this awesome deal, go ahead and click the link in any of our social media bios at Man to Man Podcast. Go check it out, man. I'm a degen. I'm not betting anymore. I already used the code, lost, but, you know, I picked on the Lions to score tutty. Never happened. That's BetMGM.com, proud partner of the Man to Man Boys. Liam, what's goody, dude? Looking good. Hope you're breathing well, man.
I'm doing well, man. I think this week is a good week. I think I'm going to get a haircut this week.
Yep, need one.
I've been rocking the lettuce, as they say. The lettuce got a nice little flow going.
Receding hairline in the front, party in the back. Dude, I get you, man. You know, I get it. That's why you're rocking that hat.
Yeah, I'm always rocking a hat because you don't want to see what's underneath that bad boy.
Yeah, don't scare everybody now. Hey, I'm right there with you, though.
I went to the national championship game for the college football championship. A lot of people there, a lot of drunk people. But it does help that everybody's like, you know, go Dogs or go Bama. And it's just like something like that. You could just really walk up to anybody because everybody's probably drunk at that
point. Talk to any lady bros at all?
Maybe a few. I didn't really stay out afterwards. I was planning on it and then, you know, had to wake up and record. Went to one bar, had one or two drinks and then came home. But how are you doing though? That's the real question.
I told a lady bro earlier this week that I was an astronaut in training. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I kind of feel bad about it.
An astronaut in training. Is that like a new tactic to get them to like talk to you?
No, it's not. You know, it's really not.
Well, how'd you come up with that idea? Like, I'm just gonna shoot it. I'm an astronaut now.
The Bumblebee app was flying my way. And I don't know, man. You know, I just said I was an I don't know why it came out. I just said I was an astronaut in training. The boys over here in Nashville, it's hard, man. Nashville is probably, besides like LA or New York, is probably one of the like hardest cities to date in. Mid-20s, no one wants to do it. Tell somebody you're an astronaut in training, they might do it. Yeah, man, not doing well, to say the least. You know, sweating a little bit, but we're doing a little bit better today as we have an exciting guest on, man. This dude he's got a banger song out right now. It's Charlie on a Friday. We're excited to be talking to this guy today, man. We're going to play this song here for you guys listening. It's called After Hours. The song hit top 100 on USA charts. He's a stud, dude. We're going to get right into it. Talk to him about everything that the boys want to know here on Dash Radio. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the hoop star, Nash.
Bartend, dirty room, smell like cigarettes. None know it's a night that I might forget. So I'ma shoot that ball with my eyes closed. So when we walk around the wrong day, y'all know. Yeah, they know, yeah, they know. Yeah, my mama told me be home by the hour. I said, sorry, mama, I'ma have to hit you after. Me and all my brothers stuck in champagne showers. Yeah, we had that house party staying after hours. For real, ballin' for real. Got a baddie on my left and my ex calling for real. And I'ma roll the dice, guess I'm modeling for real. We tryna have some fun, so is you wildin' for real? So what like is you wildin'? Baby girl, I'm ballin'. Palm ball in my left and on my right, these labels callin'. Me and all my brothers shoot confetti, here we wildin'. And we get right to it, baby, no, we is not stylin'.
Once again, you're tuned in to Man to Man on Dash Radio. We're excited to sit down with the young up-and-coming artist, a young brother-in-law, some might say. Please welcome in our guy, Charlie on a Friday. Charlie, what's up, dude? Thanks for taking time out of your day and coming on the show to chat with us, man.
For sure, bro. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a good time.
Absolutely, man. Glad to see you are breathing well, man. So yeah. I guess Charlie is a Seattle boy and had one of his, I guess, most recent singles, After Hours, hit top 100 on USA. Congratulations on all the success. We've been rocking with the song for a minute, dude. Now it's blowing up. It's good to see it going well and going viral on all these, you know, Spotify playlists and everything. It's a banger. Go check it out if you haven't. Get with it or get left without it.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah, dude. It's a great song, man. So congrats. How are you kind of dealing with everything, man? Kind of talk to us and open up about that a little bit.
I think it's really important that, like, in times like this, to just kind of keep your head down and keep working. And because it's really, like, it's what's next that really matters. And the internet is a very what have you done for me recently platform. And I think that I just got to keep pushing and keep going.
What the DMs looking like, dude? We talk about dating. Come on, now, spill the tea, dude.
You're going crazy. Of course.
I had to tell a girl that I was an astronaut in training to get her to go out with me, but now I can't do it anymore. So that's kind of what we're dealing with over here, man. I guess we'll save some swagger for the rest of the boys. All right. Okay. So, you know, you got this song coming out. You got other songs coming out. Why do you think this song right here is getting so much publicity right now? Because I know you dropped it in February, right?
Yeah. So the song started to go a lot more viral after I started posting. So I had my first show in Seattle on December 19th. Mm-hmm. Me and my homies kind of just put it together. We were like, we're going to do a show. No one else is doing shows right now. Like, let's just go crazy real quick. And then, so I got a lot of content from the show. I was doing show rehearsals, and I had my friend film me doing the show rehearsal, and I was rehearsing after hours. And I posted a video on TikTok of me just kind of on like a rehearsal stage doing after hours. My boy Jake was there. He was my DJ at the show. And the video on TikTok got like 4 or 5 million views. So that happened the night before the show. And so I had like a lot of hype going into the show. And then I did the show, and then we got a bunch more content from that, put it on TikTok, and it kind of just started this new wave, I think.
I saw the show. It was cool, man. Shouting out moms. She's upstairs, man, supporting you, dude. Yeah. That's an awesome story. I guess tell us about the song, man, because we've kind of heard a little bit about it online. But for you guys that haven't heard this song, it's like you got this raspy vibe, like emotional vibe. Then it's got a bang to it, dude. What's the story behind writing the song, maybe? And then just, I guess, the words, dude, Charlie on a Friday, you know?
Yeah. So my parents left for the weekend, and I had all my boys at the crib, and we took my whole studio from my room to upstairs in my kitchen. And we set it up in my kitchen in my living room, and we made After Hours together.
So it wasn't in the closet.
So we made the initial idea upstairs, and then obviously the kitchen vocals weren't hitting very well, so we came downstairs and we recorded it in the closet. But yeah, it's very authentic. I made it with all my friends. Actually, the funniest thing that no one knows is that for like the first minute of the song, it's just guitar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So originally it was drums the whole time. It was like a very normally structured song. While I was in the bathroom, my friend Reed went up to the computer and to prank me. He was like clicking buttons or something. And it turns out he turned the drums off for the first half of the song. And when I played it back, I was like, I like it. Let's just keep it.
That's good. Yeah. So you're recording in the closet, basically downstairs. The song reaches top 100. You're kind of making a name for yourself, so to speak. And I got to know, how'd you come up with the name Charlie on a Friday? Is there a story behind that, that name itself?
Yeah, absolutely. So first week of quarantine, I was just extremely bored. And I was kind of just like going through stuff in my room, like what's in here. And I found an old like USB microphone in my room. So I plugged it into my laptop and I started making this song, like the first song that I made in a long time. And this was before Charlie on a Friday was even created, like this brand was even in motion. But I made a song called Friday Night, and I loved it. I loved the idea of just like Fridays, live every day like it's a Friday. And that was the night that I kind of decided I'm gonna do this again, and I'm gonna do this music shit for real. And
are we getting a different Charlie on a Wednesday and Thursday, and then once Friday hits?
What's really going on, dude?
Yeah,
So I was an athlete in high school, and I felt like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you go to school, you do your thing, but Friday was that night, Friday night lights, get to go play a football game, everyone's watching you, have a good time after. Fridays were just really special for me, and I feel like really captivated who I want to be as a person, who I want to be throughout the rest of my life.
You had the cheerleader girlfriend. Gotcha, dude. You're the quarterback or something, or what?
I played strong safety.
Strong safety. Okay. We just didn't know, man. We knew about the Friday night lights and everything else, dude. But I ain't seen any PT, so maybe you know a little bit more than me, dude. It's all good. Yeah. All right, man. Well, let's get into it. What about, you know, we don't know. Are you looking at to sign with labels? Are you, you know, with brand deals? I'm sure a bunch of people are starting to hit you up, right?
Yeah.
We don't really know how any of that goes. Take us through your thought process on that, just as a, I don't know, a young popular musician coming out the gates real quick.
Yeah. I think the On a Friday brand is something really special and something really new. And I think that to partner with a label, it really has to be right. And it has to be a true partnership, because this is something, this is a bus that I want to drive, and I always want to be in the driver's seat. And I feel like I have the true vision for it, and I'm going to do everything I can to fulfill that vision.
Gotcha. Do you want to go to like a bigger city? I know Seattle is pretty big, but like, do you want to go to an LA? Do you want to go to a New York? What are you thinking? Are you just chilling with moms right now, dude?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a great music scene in Seattle, and I have a lot of amazing friends here that make amazing music. But I am going to LA in a couple of days, and I'm going to stay there for a couple of weeks, and just, I go there like frequently. I go there probably like once every couple months just to change the vibes up, switch the energy up, and record with some new people. But yeah, I am probably going to make the move to LA pretty soon.
Do you go to Saddle Ranch or not?
Yeah, I've been
You know what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there. I've been there one time. My first time in LA, my hotel was right next to Saddle Ranch. So
that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, because we don't know, man. I mean, we're out in Dash, it's based out in LA, a bunch of musicians out there. We're not musicians. Yeah. We don't know how it works, dude. So yeah, just be careful. We're looking out for you and wish you nothing but success, man. I guess, when did you decide to be a musician? Take us through that start process.
So yeah, I've been into music my whole life. My mom put me in like piano lessons and vocal lessons when I was younger, and it was something I was interested in. I really loved DJing though. My mom put me in DJ classes. So I like just loved DJing, making remixes. I would be in like fourth, fifth grade, like experimenting with different instrumentals with other people's vocals on it. And I like love that idea of like mixing songs together and making new ideas. But the thought of me creating the music hadn't really hit my head until eighth grade, when I was downstairs at my friend Cole's house. It was after football practice. We were playing Madden, and like his game room was right next to this other room in his house. And every day, so like the couch was like right here, and I could just feel the bass hitting the wall behind me every single day. And I asked him, I was like, bro, what is going on next door? I was like, it was very intriguing to me. So we went over to the other room, and his older brother had a whole recording studio in the room. And the second I saw it, I really just fell in love with it. I was like, what is all this stuff? Like, I need to know everything about it. I made my first song that day with him. And I think I continue to make songs every day since then, pretty much. I made like a couple hundred songs probably from 8th, 9th, 10th grade, and kind of just put them all on a Google Drive. I didn't really think about how I was going to release them or how I was going to promote them or how I was going to make them big, but I really loved it, and I knew that I had fun doing it, and I knew that I was getting better with each song. So I was like, if I just keep making songs, at some point I'm going to hit this point where I feel like the world is ready to hear it. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you had like a passion for music pretty much since an early age. I guess my question to you is kind of who like inspired you maybe the most, or even like who in the industry that you kind of maybe looked up to, or like that you kind of model yourself like after?
Yeah. I mean, being a kid in Seattle and being in the city, I was a huge Macklemore fan. Oh, yeah. Massive. Mm-hmm. I love Post Malone. I just love people who make music about real shit and can set a vibe. And
have people compared you to like a Mike Studd or like
I love Mike Studd. Mike Studd's my favorite artist. I love Mike.
We didn't want to say it. We just read it, dude. We just reading things about you, man. Doing our research. Yeah. So people said it, dude. I like Mike Studd. He was my number one artist this year on Spotify. You were second.
Me too. Me too.
Okay. Good.
Boom. We're bowing off the rip. I already know.
All right, so you're in the music industry, man, popping off. What have you learned most about being in the professional music space now? I guess you could, and even you can compare it from your early days, you know, obviously grinding, consistency, and everything else, but maybe what have you learned most about right now, you know, with just getting so much, I guess, so many eyes on your face?
Yeah, I think that you have to have a short memory in this music game. I think that you can catch W's, but and it kind of relates to football. Like, it's really just about the next play and what are you going to keep doing and how are you going to keep your head down and keep growing this thing? Because everyone can have moments, but how do you build this into something that really affects people just like for life? Like, how do you build something long term?
Have you ran into like any, sorry to cut you off there, but have you ran into like any challenges that, you know, you kind of run into?
Yeah, I think that I was putting sounds out on SoundCloud in high school. And I think that one thing I really struggled with in the beginning was really just caring too much about what people think. And I think in high school, a lot of kids kind of like, people kind of like choose their identity in high school, right? Like, you're an athlete, you're doing this. And I was an athlete, but I think that it was hard for me to also put out music and kind of like, I just didn't want to hear what people had to say about it. And I think that a lot of kids were hating on it and doing all that stuff. But I think that it's really important just to really stay true to yourself and know that you're making something special and you love doing it. And if other people don't see it, then they will one day.
A smart kid over there, man. I had the most anxiety in high school, dude. Yeah, you know, played ball, but still didn't even really want to talk to anybody, dude. Smart kid. How old are you, man? You 18?
Yep.
Okay, cool. TikTok. Let's talk about it, right? A lot of people love TikTok. We try to get on the TikTok game. People are looking at it. That's, I guess, part of my second question. First question would be, how do you continue to keep yourself growing every day? You know, obviously working on songs, anything else, but a lot of it is social media, but you could have a totally different answer here. Yeah. It could be both. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think that as far as building an artist, I think that the way you promote your music is just important as the way you make the music. I think that you really have to put your focus equally in both. You have to put just as much into promoting the music as you did making the music. Because I have a lot of great friends who like spend 8 hours on a song, drop it, but then they don't put in the grind to promote it. You really have to just put your head down, put in the grind, and sometimes it might not be fun, but you just know that you have to do it. And I think that with TikTok, consistency is very important. I think that posting every day, and once you find that thing that works, stick your foot in and just keep going with that. Like, I would say, like, throw everything at the wall, see what sticks, and then just keep going with that. Like with the After Hours thing, I posted that video of me rehearsing and I was like, oh wow, this works. So I posted like 10, 15 videos after that that had After Hours in it, and I'm still doing that. And I think that's one of the things that was able to keep it going for longer than just a one night moment or a two night moment. I think that that's what is making the song have a lot of longevity.
We just know. Do you think TikTok's like a game changer?
Huge game changer. Yeah. I was really into social media a lot as a younger kid too. And just like, I always loved growing things, and I've never seen a platform like TikTok where overnight you can have 5 million new eyes on something just like that. And everything can really change with one video.
Especially for, you know, artists, you go to every video and it has a sound or a song on it, and it just is more exposure for you in terms of people hearing the actual music. You don't have to go into Apple Music or Spotify or wherever your song is and then try to find it that way. But speaking of your music, you have a new song coming out, On My Own. Have you seen more of like pressure on yourself to keep releasing songs and dropping new music after the success that you've had with After Hours? Is this now like your time of like, let's get after it, I got to keep dropping songs?
Yeah. So I've had On My Own, like with my music, I always want to try to keep going like this. And I had On My Own in my back pocket for probably 4 months now. I made it a long time ago with my buddy, Tyler Dobbs. And I felt like that was one of those songs that I'll know when it's right to put it out. And I feel like it's the right time to put it out. And we have a dope ass music video for it, and it's going to be great.
So with that, your mindset, are you looking to maybe, you know, put together an EP, an album? Are you going to continue to do shows, or is it more, let's just release these singles right now, and then maybe down the road, once, you know, you get bigger and bigger and bigger, then you can put that, you know, kind of album together, that EP together?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I don't really feel a need to wait for anything. I think I'm going to drop this song on Friday, and then the EP is going to come shortly after. And I hope I do shows all over the world.
You dropping all your albums on the Fridays?
Yeah.
Only on Friday. Always on Friday.
Honestly, you can go to sorority houses and do shows. You thinking about that?
Absolutely. Got to.
Okay. UCLA is coming, dude. What about, is there anybody that you want to collab with or anything this year? Or, you know, take us through like what's the next step after the single?
Yeah, I have a lot of artists I want to work with.
Stay tuned.
The artists I listen to. I don't know how fast and how big this thing's going to get, but if I have the opportunity to work with some of my favorite artists, that would be amazing. It's always been a dream role.
What is your favorite part about maybe writing these songs? Is it the music videos? Is it just sitting down the stew with the bees? Like, you know, what's going on, dude?
Yeah. I mean, I really just love having the bros in the studio, having whoever in the studio, creating a vibe and then making music in that moment and writing in that moment, and whatever product comes from that session was a result of whatever we had going on, I feel like. And I feel like that's a really interesting idea, because I feel like those things are uncreatable. And if I can spread those to the rest of the world, then.
Do you like writing the songs more, or do you just like, I don't know, performing the songs a little bit more?
Yeah, I love writing the songs. The way that I make music is a lot of the times I'll just put on a simple guitar loop and I'll freestyle over it for like 10 minutes and I'll have my friend in the back just scream words at me. And then I'll just freestyle over it for 10 minutes. Like freestyle it. Yeah. And then I feel like right when I say the hook, I know right away and I stop and I say, okay, zoom in on whatever that was and let's rewrite that melody and really make this the most captivating hook that we possibly can.
All right, bang is coming.
I have a question for you. So in terms of like your success right now and stuff, it's kind of, I'm kind of just basing off of like when you dropped After Hours, it's almost been kind of a year. Mm-hmm. If you could fast forward and make a prediction maybe for yourself, or do you have like goals for yourself for this next coming year? Do you have a list of things you want to do or make sure that you get done and to keep building your success?
Yeah. I think that one goal of mine that I'm really going to focus on the next year is really growing the On a Friday brand as its own entity also. Because I have my music, I have Charlie on a Friday, but I feel like the idea of On a Friday and just like the merch and just everything, I feel like it could really go crazy. So I really want to grow that. Actually, you're Jake. How's that? How do you look?
Plug the merch in, dude.
Live every day like it's a Friday.
Yeah, dude. I've seen that one. That's fresh.
This is my DJ right here. This is DJ Jake.
Yeah. What's up, brother? How's it going, man? Thanks for hanging, dude. Where do you get the merch at? Do you got a website?
We're about to drop a bunch of hoodies on onafriday.com. We're just kind of getting everything set up, getting the logistics right, and making sure it's scalable. But yeah, it's cool. Been fun.
All right. I got maybe a couple here kind of to wrap up, but maybe more away from the music portion of it. Kind of getting the people know who you are outside of music. When you're not writing music, sounds like you're writing music or at least doing something musically every day. But when you're not doing that, what, you know, do you have any hobbies? Are you watching sports? Are you a sports fan? Obviously you said you like football, but what are you doing when you're not doing the music?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it feels like everything I do like all throughout the day becomes part of the music. So I feel like that's truly what inspires the music at the end of the day. But I love physical activity. I work out, I play sports with my friends, I kick it with my boys. Yeah. We just like
fantasy football or something, dude?
Yeah, I draft my dad's fantasy football team for him every year.
All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for us, man. We appreciate it. Charlie on a Friday, man. Thank you for stopping by, man. We've been fans for a minute now. I discovered your song way back, I think in March on the Discover Weekly. So it's popping up on all these Spotify playlists. Showing Liam the banger. Got to get the boy on. We appreciate you taking time and chatting with us. Anything else you want to shout out on the platform? We appreciate Dash for hosting us today.
Yeah, Dash Radio. These guys are the goats. It's been a great time.
My guy, man. Congratulations on all the success, Charlie. We are looking forward to what you're doing in 2022, dude.
Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Godspeed, man. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right. Peace out.
All right, man. Charlie on a Friday. We certainly appreciate him coming on the show and chatting with us. Got to learn a lot from the dude, you know? Young popping artist right now. Probably dealing with, you know, there's some pressure. But, you know, he's got ice on his wrist, dude. We appreciate him coming on and chatting with the boys. Didn't want to talk about the DMs. I get it. Smart kid. Got a smart PR person over there, man. He ain't telling anybody he's an astronaut in training. I'll tell you that right now. He's a stud. I don't know what I was doing at 18, but props to him.
I was going
to
say, he was so young, and just to see that how he's handling things, and he seems really down to earth, and you know, his team over there is putting him in a good position. I think if you haven't heard this song before, like go listen to it, because it is a good song, and we'll you know, you get to see the new song as well, you know, On My Own, and I think that's another good one. So I think he's just going to keep dialing them up. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, dude's dialed in. You know, that's all you got to say about that.
He's dialed in and dialed up. So, yeah, go check that out for sure.
Well, we appreciate Charlie for coming on, man. Thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate all the support. It's the Lifestyle Boys, you know. These episodes are for these type of interviews. Glad Liam and I didn't have to talk too much at the beginning here of 2022. You guys are tired of hearing our voices, man. We haven't had an interview in a minute. So we appreciate Dash Radio for hosting us as well. Appreciate you guys for supporting the boys, dude. Anything else before we get out of here, man? You know, sunny day, tighten up. I don't know if I got anything else, dude.
I was going to say just, you know, be on the lookout for more and more interviews. I think that's kind of our... You know, especially, you know, for our lifestyle, I think that's kind of the avenue we're going to try to push as in terms of just, you know, getting on people you guys want to know. I know I keep saying this to people,
but, yeah,
you know, give us some ideas if you, you know, really, you know, have somebody that you want to hear from and, you know, yeah, learn a little bit more about.
Yeah, so we're going to get them on, man. We're shooting them out. But anything, I guess nothing else. No, because that's the thing, you know, our brains don't really work after a while, you know, it's only Tuesday here. Hopefully everyone's breathing well, man. Sunny days ahead, good days ahead. Love you guys, man. We appreciate the support.
Yeah, I'll namaste these fools out of here if it's okay with you.
That's fine with me, dude.
Namaste to you guys. Namaste.
Namaste. Let's get it, baby. See y'all next week. Let's get it.
Smell like cigarettes. Nah, no, it's a night that I might forget. So I'ma shoot that ball with my eyes closed. So when we walk around the room, they all know. Yeah, they know. Yeah, they know. Yeah, my mama told me be home by the hour. I said, sorry, mama, I'ma have to hit you after. Me and all my brothers stuck in champagne showers. Yeah, we at the house party, staying after hours. For real, ballin' for real. Got a baddie on my left and my ex calling for real. And I'ma roll the dice, guess I'm wildin' for real. We tryna have some fun, so is you wildin' for real? So what like is you wildin'? Baby girl, I'm ballin'. Pong ball in my left and on my right, these labels callin'. Me and all my brothers shoot confetti, yeah, we wildin'. And we get right to it, baby, no, we is not stylin'. White and dirty room, smell like cigarettes. Nah, no, it's a night that I might forget. So I'ma shoot that ball with my eyes closed. Yeah, chase some money, I be singin' loud. They know it and they know it now. I got all my brothers with me on stage, pulling people out the crowd. Girl, you know we wildin' out. We them boys they talk about. Pulling on that E-brain fast, you know we sliding out. White and dirty room, smell like cigarettes. Nah, no, it's a night that I might forget. So I'ma shoot that ball with my eyes closed. So when we walk around the room, they y'all know. Yeah, they know, yeah, they know. Yeah, my mama told me be home by the hour. I said, sorry, mama, I'ma have to hit you after. Me and all my brothers stuck in champagne showers. Yeah, we at the house party, staying after hours for real.